Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer, chronicling 100 years of history through personal narratives. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Each year, the men and women of Fort Bragg celebrate All-American Week, a time to showcase the valor and pride of the 82nd Airborne. The week before is spent deep cleaning every inch of the 163,000-acre military installation, an annual chore known as Operation Clean Sweep. In the 5 years J. Hugh Wheeler spent as a non-commissioned officer at Bragg, he's seen some ingenious schemes for scamming out of cleaning duty.
Guys try all kinds of different things. I think the big one is always medical. Guys will put off medical the entire year, and then in the name of combat readiness, will suddenly decide that they need to go get their teeth cleaned, teeth checked, teeth x-rayed. They need to go find out how to adopt an international child. They'll go find out how they get an ID card for a foreign military. They'll do anything to get out of it. Another one that's really common is for a guy to say, I got to go to the motor pool. And they'll go to the motor pool, which normally most people don't want to do. And they will find a Humvee that they need to do preventative checks, maintenance, and services on. And they will get underneath the Humvee and then proceed to immediately fall asleep. And no one will really notice because it looks like you're under there doing something. So as long as they see your boots underneath the Humvee, pretty much everyone will leave you alone. And then you get to sleep all day. I think that probably the funniest one that I ever experienced was a guy who showed up on like Monday morning formation in the correct uniform. And he shows up, and you have to understand that a lot of times when this would happen, you would get assigned to a work detail where not everybody knew each other, and they didn't necessarily know what your job was or where you normally are supposed to be. And so there was this guy who showed up to the work detail, and he was in the correct uniform, but he had a clipboard. And in the Army, nobody ever has a clipboard unless they're doing something really important, like really special. And so his deal was that he showed up with his clipboard and a bunch of papers that looked like they were official, and then he had a pen. And he said something about, I got command inventory. I got to go do this inventory cycle or else I'm getting in trouble. So for the rest of the week, every time I went through that area, the guy would be like, staring really hard at like the supply cage and kind of furrowing his brow like, oh man, I can't believe I've counted this 4 times in the air conditioning and yet I've never gotten it right. Let me try again. And meanwhile, the rub was that he wasn't in inventory. He wasn't in supply. That wasn't his job at all. He just kind of showed up with a clipboard and everyone went, oh, it must be official. And then he spent the rest of the week just kind of counting things that didn't need to be counted and looking serious. And then who knows where he went. So I was one of the many who was responsible for preventing people from running off and pulling all these hijinks. And I'm sure there's some that I did not effectively control and they got away with some silly stuff. And a couple of them, I'm sure I stopped them before they ran off and did something silly for the 5 days.
J. Hugh Wheeler lives at Fort Bragg. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.